3 seconds left. 2-1, it's over. The Anaheim Ducks do indeed win the hockey game. 4-3, what an effort. My, oh my, McTavish now with a 5-game point streak. Dostal in relief of Gibson. And what can I say that hasn't been said about this team on this 4-game, 8-day trip? Some great hockey played, gutsy efforts every night. They come home 4-0 on the trip. Can't wait to get home.
Well, Steve, I said it was my number one Honda keys to the game. The Ducks' top players just need to continue to come up big, and that says it right there. Mason McTavish coming up big here for this Anaheim Duck Hockey Club. He gets the tying goal. He gets the game winner, and it could have been bigger than that.
Without their head coach behind the bench, too. Think about all that happened. Wow, what a night. We're going to keep it here, of course, because we have a guest coming up from the locker room. And then Emerson and I will talk for a little bit, and then Alexis will join Emerson before we head on a plane to the West Coast. But I'm telling you, there's been so many good things happen for this hockey club on this trip. I just hope it continues in front of the hometown crowd during the upcoming 5-game homestand, and there's no reason to believe why it won't.
Yeah, and it just, to come out of this road trip, I mean, how much adversity, Steve, did this Anaheim Duck team face, not only in this game, and it was probably the most amount of adversity they've faced thus far was in this game, this fourth and final game of the road trip. And, coming back against Columbus, coming back against Boston there, it almost looked like the amount of repetitions under duress there early on in the road trip, everything that's been thrown at them thus far in this early portion of the regular season leading up to this game, during their when their backs are against the wall, they continue to not give up and come out on top. It's just so fun to watch. So we'll be waiting to listen on who is going to be joining us here for the post-game interview here, so we'll just
take a brief
moment to wait for that. But holy smokes.
Oh, this took a lot out of me. I'm glad we're on a plane heading back to Southern California. We root for this team. There's no hiding that. And I'm just telling you, this team coaching staff showed us a lot on this road trip. And none of the games have been easy. We have come from behind wins, holding on to leads, and it's just been tremendous, and this will be a road trip, 4 wins, that is unforgettable, as one of our sponsors says in his read. And we're just happy to have seen it here and look forward to bringing it all home to all the great fans of the Anaheim Ducks in Southern California. And again, we'll be joined, like Emerson said, by one of the Ducks players down in the locker room. I'll have a question for him. We'll take a break, and then Alexis will join Emerson. I need to cool off. I mean, I'm sweating bullets up here in a cold environment, and just seeing a remarkable effort by this hockey club against some good teams in the NHL. Hooray, hooray for the efforts, and just keep it going when we get home.
Well, Steve, you're breathing heavy after we discussed the salsa that's going to happen here on one of the upcoming games. You can match that with the holy guacamole, and then now we're extra ecstatic because we came out with the dub here. And it's just been a fun team to watch. You have some certainly rising and future superstars, Mason McTavish, the hero here tonight being one of them. But you're looking at a lot of players here on this Ducks roster who are just maximizing their opportunity. Like if we go down the list here, Urho Vaakanainen's looked good. I had the pleasure of speaking with him earlier. You mentioned a guy like Jones and Sam Carrick and how Brett Leason has stepped up this early in the season. And but the young guys are certainly stepping up here as we continue to wait for who's going to join us here as far as a Duck player. But, everyone seems like overachieving. The coaching staff, yeah, as advertised, is getting the most out of each of these Ducks players. It's showing, coming from behind. Like I said, backs up against the wall here a lot of the time tonight, and they've just persevered.
Oh, yeah. You fans, hope we're there to cheer them on when they come onto the ice for the first time in our next contest. And team deserves this. It's been one of the big moments in my career as a Ducks broadcaster, Emerson, to see four games in a row on the road, on the other side of the country, and the effort and the work that was put in here. And you know what? When you win, good things happen after that. You form good habits, and wouldn't be surprised if we see much more of the same on this upcoming homestand. And I can't wait to get started. I wish we were playing tomorrow night, to be honest with you. I was still awaiting word, as Emerson said, from down in the locker room, get a brief visit with one of the stars. And certainly there were a lot of stars. Everybody that participated in this effort tonight should get a pat on the back. Kudos to all of them, because it takes a team effort to come up with a road trip like this, and we had it from a lot of folks. And Lukasz Dostal, in my mind, one of the top players tonight, he was just sensational, and we look forward to future endeavors by him in the net. And again, hopefully we get some good report on John Gibson. So still awaiting, going downstairs, 4-3 was the final. Ducks over the Penguins, McTavish with that late goal, and just what a special evening this has been.
Well, these guys deserve all the time in the world to regroup and join us here in the studio.
Yeah,
they can take their time. They can celebrate this one, because they certainly deserve it. And speaking of Lukasz Dostal, I mean, just till the very end there, everything was all but sealed, and it looked like the Anaheim Ducks were going to walk away from this one fairly easy with 10 or so seconds remaining there on that opening draw. Not the case at all. Sidney Crosby gets a brilliant chance going down to his signature back one knee shot, one timer, just misses. I mean, Dostal had to get the blocker out on the wide side there to shoo that one off quickly, almost making that a tie game once again. But once again, just the perseverance showed by this Ducks team from Dostal on out, Mason McTavish. The list goes on and on about big game performers, guys that continue to just show up. I mean, Vetrano continues to be at a goal a game. You know, there's been great plays from that Terry Zegras and Carlson line there that it's only a matter of time. Once again, it's not all about goals and assists and points. As long as you're creating momentum for that next line coming out, you're doing a job. And that's exactly what that Carlson, Terry, and Zegras line is doing. They're keeping that puck in the offensive zone, keeping that out of the hands at whatever top line they're going against. And you know what? That's creating momentum for the McTavish line, because they are coming out after them, right? So it's a give-and-take mentality, sure enough, that line of Terry, Carlson, and Zegras will get rewarded time and time again. But right now it is truly been all about that Vetrano, McTavish, and line there. So it's big things to come, and they just got to keep doing it.
Well, I don't know. I think we both earned our money. I'm exhausted after that one. Oh. Can't imagine what it's like down in the locker room, but we'll have about a five-hour trip to get some rest before we get home early in the morning, and look forward to the upcoming homestand, as we said, and make sure you pick up some tickets for any of those five games coming up against some good hockey clubs in store at Honda Center, and you'll see a very impressive hockey team that's developing early in the season, and we just wish him nothing but the best, coaching staff down to the players. And, of course, I got a hunch our great fans in Southern California at the Honda Center that's there for the first of the five-game homestand will give them a roaring ovation when they come out of the locker room for the start of that first one. So, can't wait.
Well, it's going to be neat. I mean, the Honda Center's been buzzing thus far at each and every home game. We talked about the home opener, the plum carpet, the big performance against a Carolina Hurricanes team. You know, they haven't got rewarded in everyone there at Honda Center, but it's for sure been close. Mason McTavish coming up big on a couple of those home games there recently. He's going to be back at it, and so is Ryan Strome and Vetrano and McTavish and that whole line. I mean, it's just the top six is rolling. A lot of bright spots there on the back end of our goaltending, you got to think, is going to continue to come up big here in these games. And it's just a lot of big things to come. So we're still waiting to hear who we got down. Waiting to talk to us.
Locker room, and we'll have to catch a bus to the airport shortly thereafter. But you're going to spend a little bit of time with Alexis Downey. We'll take a time out when we're done with the interview, and you guys can talk for a few minutes and just relive some of the great moments here. You know, all of it's been sponsored by a lot of great commercial people, the Duck Stream, TuneIn, Gettle, and more people are tuning into that with some of the great shows away from play-by-play. But it's the place to be, folks. If you can't be there in person on a given night, we'll have everything covered for you from play-by-play to interviews. Eat them up. I thought maybe that's a good way to put this road trip. We ate them up. Emerson?
Yeah, no, for sure. And like I mentioned previously on the broadcast, you can call or text into Eat 'Em Up with Emerson Edom. I'd like to get your take of what you felt was the best moment, your favorite moment from this road trip. Call or text in 714-940-2950, and we'll have a recording of that episode tomorrow. We don't take breaks. Like these players, Steve, I mean, they're working hard and putting all the time and effort into their craft. So are we. You've done a fantastic job. So has Alexis Downey and our crew here. So keep supporting us. We'll keep supporting you. We've been loving the fan engagement post-game show with Alexis Downey and I. It's been wonderful. So please keep sending whatever you got into us, and we'll be sure to give time back to you. And winning's more fun, Steve.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
we can make that argument, right? It's been certainly quite a few nail biters. We're up here in the box. I can't imagine, you know, how these players on this Ducks roster continue to just control those emotions. And, you know, I said it. I don't want to pump my own tires. We talk about predictions and all this stuff. But, you know, the team who came out with the controlling those emotions in that second intermission leading up into the third period, I mean, they weathered the storm here. The Anaheim Ducks did. They had some great penalty kills there, some solid clears. One that comes into mind there is that Adam Henrique full 185-foot backhand clear on that penalty kill, which was so well executed. It's that game within the game. That's why you have that leadership, that veteran presence in guys like Adam Henrique, and it's just good to see. It's the young guys. It's the guys who have been around for a few years now, really meshing together and creating a winning product.
All right. Still hoping to get somebody down in the locker room area. And haven't had any word from down there, but we don't want to take a commercial break because we are due to catch a plane in just a short period of time. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give it here just a few more minutes and hopefully hear from somebody down in the lineup. I thought we'd been assured that we grabbed somebody, but you know how it is after a win like that. Everybody's excited, and other particular visits as well with other media. So we wait, and we'll keep it here for just a couple of more minutes, take a final break, and then come back with a final word. So we have a jaunt downstairs. It's quite a long time to get up here from the basement floor and then to the bus, but it'll be a happy trip home, no question about that. And maybe they won't mind if I have an extra sandwich or so on the plane because everybody's so happy. That'd be nice.
I think, you know, everyone is not so hungry. Everyone's satisfied, right?
Yeah,
when we win. But certainly when we win, Steve, you can have whatever you want. It's just winning's fun. It's been fun to be a part of, right? It's great to see all these guys that are difference makers, game in and game out. You've got quite a few consistent just players who have stepped up each and every game here thus far in this road trip, and to finish it off undefeated. You don't do that by just one guy. It's been a collective effort, and it seems as if Lukáš Dostal.
Yep, he's going to join us here.
And this is great because very, very few times do we get to interview a goaltender, and our goaltenders for sure deserve all the credit in the world, how they've been performing and giving this Ducks team each and every chance to come out with these games with wins. And so we look forward to having Lukáš Dostal join us here momentarily.
Yep, that's what we're waiting for. Do a short visit, take a break, and then actually going to have to wrap things up after that, and we'll head home to Southern California. So we are maybe getting close here, we're told, and Lukáš Dostal, we understand, McTavish is having some treatment made, so we weren't able to visit with him. And so Mason, Luke Ashtosto.
Mason, stay on the table. Whatever you need, we're here for you. You just do what you got to do in order to continue to perform how you're performing. I'll leave it at that. It's just great to see a young generation, you know, look at these kind of big-time plays that are being so fruitful to this Anaheim Ducks hockey club. And so it's great to see. We'll be joined momentarily by Lukáš Dostal, goaltender for your Anaheim Ducks.
Yep, a huge part of the win tonight, too. And John Gibson, Dostal, combine on this effort here, and this is no easy team to play. Pittsburgh Penguins, and you think about it, Boston Bruins weren't easy. It was quite a battle in Columbus, and then Philadelphia scoring 7 goals. There's a lot of positives to take out of this particular trip and some things you can build on going home. It's still very early in the season, but that confidence you gain by winning games like this, especially on the road, are just so beneficial as this young team prepares for more games home and away and only going to get better. I think that's the hunch that both Emerson and I have here watching this team. Even in the morning skates, the work ethic, you know, the preparation for the games by the coaching staff, terrific. And that's why this team will be successful moving forward.
And maybe I could get one or two more things before get Lukáš on the air here. And it just goes to show good things happen to not only good people but good players as well. You speak of just that extra effort put in practices and pregame skates. I mean, Mason McTavish is first on the ice before each and every practice, before each and every pregame skate. And it shows. He's out there working on a shot time and time again. Him and Jakob Silverberg are the first ones out on the ice, and they're working out their craft, and it's translating. Jakob Silverberg with a great first goal there to tie things up for the Anaheim Ducks, and Mason McTavish continuing to do what he does. That just, it's not by luck. It's not by chance. These players are going out and day by day working on their skill, and it's translating to the game, which is just goes to show. You keep working hard, you'll get somewhere, and those two are certainly proven just that.
All right. Kind of hear some noise down in the background, down in the locker room. So, you know what we might have to do, because we are scheduled to depart here in about 15, 20 minutes. We're way on top of the building, so maybe we'll do a Dosto and then wrap things up from up here. And hopefully our good friend Alexis Downey back at home prepared for the post-game show. Taking a little bit longer than we thought, but we're doing our best to hang in there and at least get to one of the stars of the hockey club tonight, Lukáš Dostal, to talk about how it happened. And then we'll wrap things up. I think he's downstairs available, Emerson. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, Lukáš, you're with us here?
Yep.
Yes, it's Emerson Edom and Steve Carroll up in the booth. Thanks for joining us here. And what goes into a goaltender's mind when you're put in relief of another goaltender? And it's this case, John Gibson going down with what we got the news as an upper body tweak or injury. How do you stay prepared leading up to those moments coming in for relief?
You know, that's kind of my job. when it happened to Gibby, I just went to talk to him, and he just said I might go in. So I just put my mind to it that I'm gonna go there for the rest of the game. So just try to prepare and just do my best. So and I'm glad that it worked out well.
Well, it's working quite fine. You're looking so solid out there and making coming up some big time stops. Just last thing here, and we got to let you go so you can get quickly onto that plane and back home. The rotation between you and John Gibson. I know there's been times earlier in your career where you've been just the shoe-in number one guy and you've had a backup. Right now it's been back and forth. It seems like every other game you're in and that rotation is staying somewhat solidified. Does that help you? Does it matter? How have you adjusted to this back and forth type of situation you've been going on with John Gibson?
You know, there has been a lot of games, and obviously it's a coach's decision. You know, I'm not really deciding if I'm going to play a game or not. I'm just doing my best to always just stay prepared, and yeah, it's just like you know, it's a coach's decision, and just trying to stay top of it. And they tell me that I'm gonna be starting the next night. Just trying to stay prepared and just get ready. So, you know, yeah.
Lukasz Dostal continues to stay ready no matter what happens from a coaching standpoint. Lukasz, you are playing solid. Continue to do just that, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much. All right.
Hey, let's do this real quick. We got just a couple of minutes because we have to go through a bunch of elevators and everything to get downstairs. Bus is about 10, 15 minutes away. Don't want to get stuck here in Pittsburgh overnight. But if Alexis Downey is able to call, maybe she can ask you a quick question. Emerson, your thoughts on the game and at least get something for her on the post game. Is that possible? Is Alexis there?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, you want to ask a quick question of Emerson? And we're sorry
yeah.
this has happened, but we waited so long.
No, no worries at
okay.
all. Yeah.
Go ahead and
well,
ask.
Emerson, we actually got a question on the text line, and it was directed at both of us, so I'd like to share that with you. The person said, despite the two-man advantage in the end, how are the improvements coming from Philadelphia penalty-wise and defensively? And what is both of your opinions with Vetrano and McTavish being red hot into the start of this season? So two-part question, but starting with the Philadelphia penalty-wise and defensively, how did the team look tonight?
Yeah, and it just, it's all meshing together, and it's coming together early, which is so good to see, just watching game in and game out. Everything's coming together. It started off, and I just asked head coach Greg Cronin, you know, are these repetitions good, essentially? I mean, the goal is not to obviously go down a man and get yourself into penalty trouble, but just by watching some of the earlier sequences, in particular, those early games against Columbus and Pittsburgh, it just seemed like, yeah, they were going to the penalty box a lot, but it wasn't phasing them. It was giving them the reps necessary to clean it up, making sure they got their clears, making sure that they were aggressive when it came about in a time which you should be aggressive, and maybe a little bit tighter when they were really moving the puck around. But I thought, just in a nutshell, tonight some of the bright spots besides the clear were the overall sticks in the lane, sticks on the ice, and like I mentioned over the broadcast, it seemed like skates were in the lane. And those passes, the Pittsburgh Penguins passes, were getting intercepted by some of the Ducks PKers' skates. And last but not least, their sticks on the ice, rejecting some of those seam plays, those east-west tries from the Pittsburgh Penguins power play. So all in all, really good. They've stepped up on their power play, of course, here not only this game, but going 2-for-2 against Philadelphia. So it transitioned and it continues to build on their momentum. And just speaking of just, you know, McTavish and Vetrano, I mean, it seemed like you didn't know where the majority of the scoring was going to come from. Was it going to come from the Carlson line with Terry and Zegras? No, it's coming from, well, a lot of it is, of course, coming from the Strom, Vetrano, and McTavish line. They're just feeding off one another. The facilitator, for the most part, has been Strom. The shooter, as always, has been Vetrano, and McTavish is doing everything. He's all around the ice, including that last play where he broke free, and he was foaming at the mouth, ready to pounce, ready to put this team on his back and finish it off. He did just that. It's really players, fulfilling their roles, maximizing any and every opportunity they're getting. It's just so good to see. Once again, the whole top six, who is going to be the guy or guys to really lead the way? And it's been all that Strom, McTavish, and Vetrano line. They're just doing what they do, you know, best. They're maximizing their best attributes, and they're all getting it done. So that's probably how I can best answer that great two-part question.
Well, Steve, I know that you guys probably have to get going, and we'll have plenty more coverage on the post-game show for those that are listening.
Okay, well, thanks. I enjoyed it, and to answer that one question, why don't we just let McTavish and Vetrano play the entire game? Do you think they'd be able to do that? I think we'll be in good shape.
I think they'll continue to give this team a chance, 100%.
Hey, thanks, Alexis. We had fun on this trip. We're heading home, and just got to go catch that plane so we make sure that we are going home.
Yeah, thanks, Alexis.
All right, we'll see you guys soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go out of business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. A 4-3 win tonight in Pittsburgh. The Ducks taking down the Penguins, and I feel like I've had a little bit of time to come down from that high that we all just were probably feeling at the end of that game. Chills. I felt like I was shaking after seeing Mason McTavish score that game winner. A lot to get to in this post-game show. Alexis Downey, myself here. I'll be with you solo tonight as Emerson Edom had to get going and get on a plane back to SoCal to be back for our next game at Honda Center this week. But hey, I want to start with one message that we received on the text line because I felt like it kind of encapsulated all of our feelings. The texter said, wow, I still have goosebumps. What a game. What a road trip. What a team. Let's go, Ducks. 4-0 on this road trip for the Anaheim Ducks heading home with smiles on their faces, I'm sure. And there is a lot to get to from this game tonight. So let's go through some of the calls and some of the moments that stood out from tonight. Beginning in that first period, the Pittsburgh Penguins getting on the board first. 2:55 into the period, Erik Karlsson, a goal on the power play. A nice one-timer from Evgeny Malkin.
And that's Riley Smith, the one time, of course, Vegas goal tonight out there on the power play unit. Walton,
the hometown boy. Oh.
Yep. And there's a goal by Eric Carlson, who coincidentally we named his full name at the start of the power play because he is an important part, big addition in that area. Offensive-minded defenseman, one of the best in the league over the years. And he blasts one by Gibson to give Pittsburgh a 1-0 lead.
Definitely a big addition for the Penguins in the offseason. Eric Carlson getting on the board first, but the Ducks had a really nice response about 8:28 into the period. In his 700th game as a Duck, Jakob Silfverberg nets the goal. A nice zone entrance from Max Jones. There was a bouncing puck in the crease, but Silfverberg was able to knock it in.
Here's Anaheim pressing. Puck in front, a shot deflected. Silfverberg a whack at it. They score! I think it was Max Jones who put it in, although Silfverberg was the guy dishing it off to the side, so maybe Max didn't touch it. Silfverberg, I think, will get credit for the goal at 8:28, and the Ducks have tied up the game at one apiece.
Through that first period, it was pretty even overall, the shot distribution at 7 for Pittsburgh and 8 for Anaheim, but it was a really big save by the hometown boy, John Gibson, at the end of the period on Sidney Crosby in just the final second, spinning around, using the paddle of his stick and keeping the puck out of the net.
Centering feed, Malkin from their captain, Sidney Crosby. Then a shot in front of the net by Gensel missed. Oh, and then Crosby's shot was blocked at the horn to prevent a possible goal from scoring there. And we're done with the first period.
If you haven't seen that save by Gibson, go check it out because it was pretty unbelievable. But unfortunately, John Gibson did leave the game with an upper body injury. Lukasz Dostal stepping into his place in that second period. So after one, it was tied at one. And Frank Vatrano would get the Ducks on the board again on the power play. And it was Sidney Crosby who had the holding penalty. A nice pass from Cam Fowler over to Vatrano on the short side.
It looks like he's been in the league for 10 years, and he's made a couple All-Star appearances.
Yep.
And, geez, big things that come for Ducks defenseman Pavel Nedeljkovic.
I think that's right on the money. I feel the same way. A shot! Score! The Ducks will get a power play goal. Frank Vatrano. That's right. Frank Vatrano gets another one. The Ducks' second goal tonight on a power play with 1:25 left in the Crosby minor. Ducks 2 and the Penguins 1.
And that was Vetrano's 9th goal of the season in 9 games. Pretty impressive stuff by Frank Vetrano. Now, the end of this second period is going to be something that I want to talk about in this post-game show. But first, let's listen to exactly what happened. Ross Johnston getting a quick goal. The goal was taken back because of goalie interference, Sam Carrick being the one in the crease with Eric Carlson. Head coach Greg Cronin did appeal that call, and it did not get turned over. Now, Cronin did get a misconduct. The Ducks had to go down on a 5-on-3 then.
And the puck is sent out down the ice. Pittsburgh back to take over. Carlson takes a hit there from Sam Carrick. Puck centered, a shot, score! How about that? Are they going to wave it off? I think they're going to wave it off on a possible goal there by Johnston, who looks perplexed, and so am I. Let's get the announcement downstairs.
The call on the ice is no goal due to goaltender interference.
So the call stood on the ice despite the Ducks trying to get that overturned. Now, it was a 5-on-3 play, so of course the Penguins were able to find a way to capitalize on it because a 5-on-3 is pretty tough in the NHL. Evgeny Malkin scoring that one on the power play. So tied at 2 in the end of the second period. The third period, things started to turn around a little bit. Now, it was the Penguins who were able to get ahead on even strength, just 1 minute and 25 seconds into that period. Not on the power play, though. The Ducks were able to kill off the rest of that in the third period. So a 3-2 game. Mason McTavish getting a really nice goal right in front of Tristan Jarry in the net. A nice forecheck on that play. Tying it at 3. Some big saves from Lukasz Dostal in the net. Just coming up huge. But The star of this game was Mason McTavish. Once again, a shorthanded goal, a great play from Adam Henrik to get the puck to him. Just listen to Steve's awesome call of this.
Here's Malkin, a shot by Crosby off the side of the net near the post. Crosby has it. Get it back out. Malkin with it again. Shoots. Another save by Dostal. First penalty over with.
Back out of the
on
box.
McTavish on a breakaway by himself. Moving in. He scores! My, oh my, what a great ending to a great road trip. McTavish out of the box. Breakaway beats the goaltender Jari, and the Anaheim Ducks score the go-ahead goal, 4-3 with 11.9 to go in regulation. Oh, my.
And that would be the end of it. Mason McTavish getting the winner for the Ducks, a shorthanded goal. 4-3 was the final in Pittsburgh tonight. The Ducks getting the final win of their road trip. Come back on the other side of the break for more of your Ducks postgame show.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM 43390.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Welcome back to your Anaheim Ducks post-game show. A celebratory one it was once again tonight. A 4-3 win in Pittsburgh for your Ducks. 4-0 on this road trip out east. Now, this is the fifth time and the first time going back to the 2013-14 season that the Ducks have swept a road trip of at least four games. And you might have thought going into tonight, hey, was the team going to have some tired legs, the end of a road trip? No, it was a great effort and they faced a lot of adversity, and we're going to talk about it as well. But first, I want to start with some more texts that came in on our text line. The first came at the beginning of the game, and I just have to say, because you were wrong, and I was really glad you were wrong about this one, predicting the end result of the game, Pittsburgh 5, Ducks 3. No, that didn't happen, and I'm glad it didn't, because the Ducks got the win tonight. Maybe try again next game. We always appreciate your texts, and I love a good prediction as well. So let's get to a couple more texts that we also received. These Anaheim Ducks, that comeback in Boston gave them so much confidence. It feels like they're going into each game knowing they have a chance to win every night. I agree. You can just see the confidence that they have gained from this road trip. And also for our younger players, just being able to get these wins early, starting to understand what it's like to be on the road, getting into a routine. The fact that they've been able to jump into that and get wins on the road this early is definitely a good sign for their growth too. And then also we had one more text that I loved as well. Fight effort. I love it. Yeah, I love it too. And like I said, plenty to get to into tonight's post game show, starting once again with that McTavish, Strom, and Vetrano line. So this season, McTavish, 11 points. Strom, 11 points. Vetrano, 10. Combined for 32 points already through 9 games, the three of them on that line. Tonight alone, they had 5 points, 3 goals, and 2 assists. So much good coming from them. And you also do have to look at that there has been scoring from other lines, but they just have been leading the way, and that's okay because the Ducks need someone to lead their team right now, and it's great that it's that second line. Definitely seeing some things also from that top line with Carlson, Zegras, and Terry. But like I said, this road trip, it's just been about that second line. So let's look a little bit at tonight's game some more. Going into that first period, John Gibson in the net, like I said, he did leave after that period with an upper body injury. Lukasz Dostal taking over in the net. But before he left, Gibson made 6 saves on 7 shots. And then Dostal came in and made 33 saves on 35 shots. And of those, if you look at the second and third period, I mean, if you think about that number, the Penguins had a lot of shots in both of those periods. And a lot of them coming on the power play, too. They had 18 shots on the power play, 23 at even strength. And it's interesting to note, too, that the Penguins actually were not finding any success on the power play. Going into tonight, they were only 10% there. They did have 2 power play goals. Now, one of them coming on that 5-on-3 from Evgeny Malkin in the second period during that unfortunate sequence of events that I'm going to talk about here shortly. But still, I mean, a good effort on the penalty kill from the Ducks because, hey, these Penguins guys that are out there on the power play, I mean, they're stars. It's Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Jake Guentzel. Like, it's big name guys. You know they're going to be shooting the puck. We saw a lot of that. So good on the Ducks to limit them to 5-for-7. Or, well, the Ducks were 5-for-7 on the PK tonight. And looking at that second period, I mean, a hot start from the Penguins in that one. Just staying in the Ducks zone for the majority of that. Dostal having to face a lot of fire early. But Frank Vetrano's power play goal, I think, kind of changed things for the team. 3 power play goals on the season for him now. So hot. I mean, Vetrano looks amazing right now. It's really great just to see the way he's taken his role to a next level this season. And hey, let's talk about Mason McTavish too. I know that in the beginning of the year on Eat 'Em Up, Emerson Eat 'Em's show. I've got Emerson Eats because of this new show he's trying to put together on my mind. But Emerson Eat 'Em predicted on his show that Mason McTavish would have a 40 goal, 40 assist season. And hey, he's got plenty of points already, and he's working towards that at this point too. A 5-game point streak. He's the 5th player in the Ducks organization with a 5-game point streak at the age of 20 or younger. Back-to-back multi-point games as well. McTavish is really playing strong. But hey, let me get back to that second period and kind of what happened. I want to walk you guys through it because I was a bit confused when things were happening. So Ross Johnston has the goal at 18:20 in the period. It's immediately taken back. The Ducks challenge it because they didn't believe it was goalie interference. We watched the replay. Sam Carrick in the crease with Erik Karlsson. It does not appear that he gets in the way of Tristan Jarry. If anything, Carlson's body was more in front of Jarry. Maybe it was a glove that Carrick had out with his hand. But honestly, I didn't see anything. I was very surprised that this didn't get overturned. And so was Greg Cronin. And obviously some words were said to the officials that upset the officials. And it didn't even really look like the officials gave Cronin a chance to say anything. They just kind of looked at him and just gave him the misconduct. And so basically why it was a 5-on-3 was why I was confused initially. But there were penalties in looking at the stat sheet. Originally, there was a penalty to the team for a delay of game, obviously because they lost the challenge. Then the other penalty coming on sportsmanlike conduct for the bench. And then Greg Cronin getting a game misconduct, having to leave the game. We had two new head coaches, basically, in the third period that had to overtake this team. Brent Johnson running the defense and Newell Brown running the offense. So it just a lot happening right there. But that was not really a bright spot in this game. Like I said, I just didn't see it. I really didn't. I can understand why Greg Cronin was upset about that. But in a way, it is sort of a good learning experience for him. This is the first time he's a head coach. He's very passionate. He has so much love for this game and for his players, and he wants them to succeed. So I think that in the moment, maybe he did get a little bit caught up, as most head coaches in this situation would. But like I said, maybe a little bit of a learning experience for him. Maybe not. Maybe he's just going to probably stay a little bit upset about it, like many of us and Ducks fans, I can imagine, are. But it didn't matter, guys. It didn't matter because the Ducks still found a way to win. And they did it, you know, they did it for him. They did it for themselves, and they did it as a team. That's what counts in the end here. So, yes, a very confusing end to the second period. Very disappointing because 5-on-3, like I said, in the NHL, a 5-on-3 is hard. It's really hard to stop. But Lukasz Dostal doing a great job in the net through those moments too. Okay. We'll have more after the break talking about the end of this Anaheim Ducks road trip, kind of going through the last couple games and what we're looking forward to in the next games ahead. Come back after the break.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Tailgate radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long.
This guitar about as hard as it can.
To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
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 At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Welcome back to your post-game show. Alexis Downey here with you, recapping this Anaheim Ducks 4-3 win in Pittsburgh tonight and 4-0 road trip. And hey, I was just taking a look at the Pacific Division standings, you know, just for fun, now that the Ducks are 5-4 on their season. And hey, they're tied at third right now with 10 points. Vegas Golden Knights sitting on top of the division still, Vancouver. And then hey, guess who they're tied with? Well, the LA Kings. Just something to note. I was just looking at the standings, but a plenty of other things that I was also looking at in this break. And one player in particular I haven't got to, but I really want to highlight in tonight and in general in this road trip, Pavel Minchikov. I mean, let's go back to the first period. He laid a big hit on Chris Letang, who has been in this league for a long time and, you know, not necessarily someone I would think to mess with because he is a veteran, Pavel being that rookie. But let's talk about that play. So Jake Guentzel having the puck in the zone, Minchikov comes over with complete confidence, takes the puck from Guentzel. As he's doing so, uses his body and really buries Letang behind him. That hit alone, I was like, oh my goodness, I was very impressed with. And in total in this game, if you look at what Minchikov was able to do, he ended up having 4 hits in this game, also recording 2 assists. This was his first multi-point NHL game, so congrats to Pavel Minchikov, a very bright future ahead for him. Not playing like he's 19 years old, playing like a much more experienced veteran NHL player after these games. One other thing from this, he did draw the penalty in the second period on Crosby. It was right off the faceoff. Sidney Crosby coming in, using his stick and holding him, and Minchikov just drawing that penalty, and then Frank Vatrano going on that power play and having a goal. So that was certainly a big moment in the second period too. He's now also tied. He's second among all rookie scorers. He has 6 points. And he's tied for first in rookies for assists at 5. Pavel Minchikov, hats off to you. You are looking fantastic in this early start of this NHL season. And I'm really excited to see what he does also on that line with Ilya Lyubushkin, the two of them playing so well together on the blue line. Another player to talk about in this game, Jakob Silfverberg, his 700th NHL game with the Anaheim Ducks. Scoring in the first period, the first goal of the game. It was a really great puck in, like I mentioned, by Max Jones. Just bouncing in the crease and Silfverberg just finding a way to put it in the back of the net. Is 152nd all-time goal with the Ducks. He's been in Anaheim for so many years, and it's just great to see him get rewarded in a big moment, in a big game for him, too. Now, I do want to mention this because it is an area that I've been watching in the last... this game and the last game. I think it's an area for the Ducks to improve. The faceoff circle, last game they struggled at 37.5%. You look at that number tonight, and hey, it wasn't much better if you look at it. I'm pulling it up. Give me a second. There it is. 29.5% in the faceoff circle tonight. Penguins are 70.5% there. So definitely something that the players can probably work on once they go into a bit of practice that they're going to have this week. But, I mean, just overall, so many positives from this road trip. Just the compete level from this team. The heart that they've shown us. All-around play by the goaltenders. Lukáš Dostál getting 3 wins now from this road trip. John Gibson having that 4th in Boston. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say, but that I'm just so excited about this Anaheim Ducks team, and I feel so good about this team after this road trip. And so let's get to some of the Twitter polls that we put out on our DuckStream Twitter. The last one, I suppose it was the most recent one that we put out. Who stood out to you through this Ducks road trip as it comes to a close? The options, Frank Vatrano, Mason McTavish, our goalies, or other, let us know. Mason McTavish is currently winning that at 60%. You can head to our DuckStream Twitter, or X as it's also known, and vote too. And hey, we had a nice response from Rob Serrano. He said that actually Radko Gudas is someone that's standing out to him. He said he has given life to the defensive end of the pond, literally low-keying, coaching up these young team with a smash-mouth defenseman. That they desperately needed to keep goalies from facing 40 shots on net a night. Radko Gudas, a guy that has stood out at least the last 2 games prior to tonight, and looking at his stats for tonight, he had 2 shots on net. He had 3 hits, 4 block shots, definitely making some noise on the blue line too. And, you know, there's just so much to be excited about as we look ahead to this week. The Ducks now coming back home to Honda Center, Dia de Muertos, on Wednesday, hosting the Arizona Coyotes. If you have not already, head on over to the TuneIn app. You can go to DuckStream and subscribe to our DuckStream Espanol feed, where you can listen to a Spanish language broadcast on Wednesday that we're going to have as a part of that game. So make sure to go on over to that on TuneIn, as you can listen to that. But looking back, I guess, at this road trip, the first one coming in Columbus, an overtime winner, Frank Vatrano getting that one, great penalty killing in that game. Also his line mates Ryan Strom and Mason McTavish adding points on that night. Then you move to Boston, a team that hadn't lost a game, and you get another overtime win, 4-3. Mason McTavish having the overtime win in that one. Some great contributions from Leo Carlson. I know he's not necessarily being talked about enough, maybe because of some of the games that he hasn't played in, but in the games that he has played in, like I've said in previous times, he's a difference maker and he makes the players around him better. And it's only going to be a matter of time before we see that top line contributing more on the board and on the score sheet night in and night out. Then you look at that game on Saturday in Philadelphia, a 7-4 win against the Flyers, a team that hadn't lost in their home barn until Saturday, the Ducks handing them that loss. Frank Vatrano having a hat trick in that one. And then you look at tonight, winning on the road in Pittsburgh, a Pittsburgh team that has had a disappointing start to their season. They wanted this win, and they didn't get it. The Ducks coming from behind, coming through adversity, and getting a win. Whew! I feel like that just does it for me for tonight. A lot to look forward to as the Ducks are back at home. They finished off the month of October, and they finished it off really strong. So what more could you ask for? Like I said, they come back on Wednesday, taking on the Arizona Coyotes. And then after that, they've got 4 more home games. So if you haven't been able to catch an Anaheim Ducks game yet, you have the opportunity now, as there are 5 games coming up in the next 2 or so weeks of this season. But I think that's going to do it for me on your post-game show. Alexis Downey here. So happy that you have listened and followed along after this exciting win, exciting road trip. I know I'm amping the team up a lot right now, but they really deserve it. And I can only imagine what Greg Cronin said to them in the locker room tonight after this game. So Do not go anywhere, because if you want to hear that win again, you can listen to it as we will have your Ducks and Penguins replay after the break. Thank you for listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShot.com. The official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Real country music. Yeah, you got a chance. Cody Johnson, live, Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Over. Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at anaheimducks.com/flexplan.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.